Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Medical card holders in need of dental treatment are struggling to find a practice to take them on because new figures show there are 252 fewer dentists in the scheme compared to last year, leaving just over 800 to service the whole country. Dr. Sarah Edgar is a dentist based in Letterkenny and she joins me on the line. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Claire.
Thank you very much for joining us. Are you currently seeing medical card patients?
I am indeed, yes. I'm seeing new medical card patients, so probably in the unique position of starting a new list and taking on new patients in Letterkenny.
Mm-hmm. So are you seeing patients coming to you or prospective patients coming from outside of your regular area in Letterkenny and saying, I can't get to see anybody else, will you take me on?
Yes, we would have patients coming from a wide geographical area. Now, where Letterkenny is situated, it does kind of attract people from a wide area for shopping and healthcare and, you know, has the ATU there as well. But patients travel up to 2 hours to come, and there are many, many phone calls each day, people inquiring about appointments, because there's very few medical card contract holders who are actually seeing new patients at the moment.
Yes, and these figures that we have today, published in the Irish Independent this morning, showing that 252 dentists in the last year have left the medical card scheme. Do you understand why that's happening?
I can understand. Many dentists just feel that the scheme does not give them the clinical freedom that they need. So just to give you an example, if a patient comes in and requires 5 fillings and 5 extractions in a calendar year, we could take out all their teeth and be covered for that. The patient wouldn't have to pay for it, but we have to say to the patient after 2 fillings, sorry, we can't actually provide this under the medical card. You have to pay for it and, you know, give them the private fee, or that patient may opt to have that tooth taken out. And that's the main problem for dentists. It doesn't approach the patient's problem in a way that is best for the patient, because you're telling them what they need. On one hand, you're looking at their x-rays, you're looking at their mouth, you're listening to their signs and symptoms, but then you have to say, but on the medical card you can only have this. So many, many dentists just feel that that's in complete conflict with trying to prevent further problems, because of course if you take out a tooth that could be saved, you're going to create more problems for that patient down the line.
Yeah, and you're pulling teeth, and you know that that tooth could be saved if the money was there, either from the scheme or if people were able to pay for it themselves. And that's a difficult choice for you to have to make.
It is, because you feel like you're kind of already half making the choice for the patients, because of course a lot of people who have medical cards may not have the money to pay for that treatment. They may be, you know, the more sort of vulnerable cohorts of society, you know, people with additional needs and people on lower incomes. And we as a dental profession have tried to engage with the Department of Health, you know, with the HSE, to say, if there is going to be a limit on what can be spent on each patient, you need to give the dentist that choice to say this patient needs 3 fillings and 1 tooth taken out. Please let us do that, you know, rather than taking out 2 teeth and filling 2 teeth.
So we're told.
So that's the choice. That's the frustration that we're dealing with on a daily basis.
We're told that there's a wider reform of dental services planned, according to the HSE. There'll be an implementation plan 2024 to 2026 of the National Oral Health Policy, and that'll be published later this year, Sarah. So are you hopeful that things are going to change?
I think as a profession, we would like to see change, and we need to stay hopeful, but this kind of discussion has been ongoing for decades now. So the new 2019 Smile Agus Sláinte, the new oral health policy was published, and really that's been going round in circles since. There's nothing being dealt with from that. The last time that there was any reform in the contract was, you know, 20 years ago or more. So I think we do remain hopeful and we need to have faith, but we just feel at the minute like we're going out in circles as a profession. We meet with the Department of Health and there's talks about talks, but things just don't seem to go anywhere. Mm-hmm. And it's probably reached the point now that that's why many dentists are leaving the medical card scheme, because they've no clinical freedom to choose the correct treatment pathway for the patient in their chair. They're just extremely frustrated.
Are you seeing, Sarah, that people are delaying their dental treatment because of this?
People are absolutely delaying it. I am seeing patients coming in on a daily basis very embarrassed. I'm seeing patients with high treatment needs. So you feel sorry for the patient whenever they come in and they've got their hand over their mouth and they're saying, I'm really sorry, I haven't seen a dentist for 10, 15, 20 years. My mouth's in an awful state. It takes so much courage for them to come in. They know they need so much done. They're saying to you, I'm going to stay with you. I'm going to come to the appointments. I'm going to get the treatment done. And then you look in their mouth and I look in and I just have this sinking feeling, because I know what they need. I can't provide for them on the medical card. And you're just sort of walking that tightrope between giving the best patient care, but also trying to make it at a point that they can access it and they can afford it. And we're just, you know, our hands are tied mm-hmm. by the scheme and by its limitations. So as a profession, we feel that a good solution would be to give a patient so much to spend per year, you know, like a voucher scheme. So research paper done by Professor Kieran O'Neill in Queen's in 2021, and this was sent to the Minister of Health at the time, Stephen Donnelly, and that proposed a reform to the scheme which would allow all medical card holders to have a voucher-based system. So they go into the dentist and the dentist said, you need these four things and this is what the cost is in our practice, but your vouchers cover up to this amount.
Yes, and then
so you're
you
not
could,
immediately yeah. choosing. Yeah, so then you've got much more clinical autonomy.
Exactly, you're not having to do exactly mm-hmm. what the system tells you to do. Sarah, we need
kind
to
of limits you too.
We need to leave it there now. But thank you very much for joining us, Dr. Sarah Edgar, who is a dentist based in Letterkenny.